This is the VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett began in Washington Monday. Barrett told senators that courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and Congress. In her opening statement, Barrett laid out a strict interpretation of the high court's role. She said it is not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. Democrats who are in the minority in the Senate are sharply questioning Barrett about her view that a 2012 Supreme Court decision upholding the legality of the Affordable Care Act was wrongly decided. The Affordable Care Act, nicknamed Obamacare, is a national health care law affecting millions of Americans. The court is considering a new challenge to the law on November 10th. By that time, Barrett could be a justice on the 9-member court and decide whether or not to allow the law to remain in place. Early voting in the U.S. presidential election in the southern state of Georgia was stalled for a couple of hours on Monday while electronic poll books were fixed. Hundreds of voters showed up on the state's first day of early balloting, 3 weeks ahead of the national election day on November 3rd. Among other things, voters are choosing whether to give Republican President Donald Trump 4 more years in office or hand the post to his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. Early voting has now started in 40 of the 50 U.S. states, and election officials say more than 7.3 million people have cast ballots. That's an indication of widespread interest in the Trump-Biden contest for a new 4-year term in the White House. Many voting early, both online and in person, are hoping to avoid long lines at the polls and possible exposure to coronavirus. Mr. Biden has endorsed early voting, but Mr. Trump has offered